Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. And wow, I'm just so excited to get to the show. I almost can't spit it out at the beginning of the show. What a show today. You know, we always talk about startups. We talk about success. I mean, we talk about the economic engine of really the world being driven by small to mid-sized companies that are doing so many interesting things that whenever we can get a leader in the space on the show to talk about startups and innovation and really putting early stage technology and life sciences companies on the right path, we bring them on the show as quickly as we can. And we came across a great company called Tedco, and they are really changing the dynamic of what's happening in the Maryland economic region, the state of Maryland. I mean, I love Maryland, and they're really changing the dynamic and the conversation about what's happening with technology companies in the Maryland area. We wanted to invite on the show today, of course, the CEO of Tedco, and his name is Troy Lamel Stovall. And Troy has an incredible background, a great entrepreneurial journey. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But before I do, Troy, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Andy, thanks for having us. Appreciate you, everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Troy. Of course, you're crushing it. I mean, in Maryland, people are talking about Tedco. You're helping so many startups. You're really a leader. You've placed the entire Tedco infrastructure into the Maryland sort of fabric, and now everybody's talking about what you're doing. You just won a big award, you know, as one of the, you know, top and leading CEOs in Maryland, of course. Before we get started, though, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us about what you're doing at Tedco, and then we'll get into it.
Well, thank you for all that. Yes, it was just announced that I got named, and I prefer to say we got named as a CEO of the year. I hate the word I. It's not a word I use a lot. So, but yes, so Tedco. So yeah, Tedco, first of all, is a 25-year-old organization. Actually, next year will be 25th. We have some pretty cool stuff we're thinking about going to be doing for our 25th anniversary. But the whole point of Tedco is to invest and support. And so that leads me to empower early stage technology entities to go from literally starting from the back of a napkin to becoming an entity, to becoming a growth entity, to becoming a scale. That whole progression is what we do, Andy. And what, since we've been here, I think we've shifted on two things. One is the intentionality of ensuring participation. And the word we use is how to make it more inclusive and expansive of those who can participate. And that's not the normal gender or racial conversation. It's also a geographic one. We want to make sure our colleagues, our friends in Western Maryland, Southern Maryland are participating as much as our friends in Baltimore and Bethesda. I think the other thing we've pivoted around is the definition of technology. And so technology really can be an enablement of anything. And so one of the things, again, as we think about in support of that first intentionality, how do we go after service sectors and retail sectors and find ways to bake technology and invest in that technology that either scales that enterprise, changes how they deliver their product or service in a way, or makes them a defensibility? And so the quick response I do this, and some of your viewers may have to go check out YouTube to know what I'm talking about, is if George Jefferson came back and started a cleaning business, and George had technology that cleaned clothes better, faster, cheaper, or in some Uber-like way delivered them or picked them up, that technology is what we want to invest in, Andy, because I want to ask myself, is George a tech entrepreneur who just happens to be in a dry cleaning business, or is George a dry cleaning entrepreneur who's leveraging technology in a fundamentally different way to change that business? That's the conversations we want to begin to start to have.
Yeah, it's so interesting what you're doing, Troy. Of course, you know, we have a lot of startup founders that watch the show, and we have a lot of people thinking about, you know, starting their own business. Of course, we have, you know, people that have been in business many, many years that are running, you know, Inc. 5000, Inc. 500, Fortune 1000 companies as well. When we think about it, and, you know, here we are, you know, in San Francisco, and there's a big conference going on today, of course, about technology. When you look at a company, when a company, I guess, applies and they want to get involved and they've heard about TechCo, about how TechCo can help them through the process, what's the thing you're looking for first? Is there one thing? Or is it the people? Is it the technology? Is it some combination thereof?
So I've been doing this job, not this job, but I've been doing venture investment for a long time. I spent some time, you know, I went to school out there in Northern Cal. And so I got to meet one of the first, when I was running a family office and starting a venture firm with them, I went out to the Sand Hill Road and met the Kleiner Perkins of the world and all those, you know, those great folks out there. It was 20 some years ago. And they told me two things to answer your question. They told me one is, Troy, you're going to lose more than you win. The key is your wins better be home runs and grand slams to make up for the singles and doubles and triples you're going to lose on. But to answer your question more directly, they said very clearly to me, you always, always, Andy, invest in A quality people that have a B quality plan and never the reverse, never the reverse. Because where we have made money, where I've made money, it's always been someone who's willing to be coached, who's willing to take guidance, to understand that what they have may not be the best and that working together, we can make it better. And I'll close by saying, you know, look, you come to us and you might be the next Elon Musk, but if you're not willing to listen, at least for what we say, you're not going to get our money. Maybe somebody else wants to invest in you, but because you end up spending more time dealing with the ego than you end up dealing with the product and the service and the offer.
Yeah, so interesting for the entrepreneurs watching the show. I mean, put this video on .com magazine on your speed dial, if you will. Put it on your phone. I mean, put it on your homepage. You're going to learn a lot today. Troy, let's talk about it. So someone comes to TechCo, you know, they're willing to listen. They're willing to learn. They're open ears, open hearts. They've got a great technology. They put together a world-class team. Along the path, how does TechCo help them from the startup through the process? Do you stop after they hit a certain, you know, dollar volume, or do you keep on working with them?
No, great question. So we have two sides to TechCo at the real simple level. We write checks, and we write checks from early stage. I mean, where they built out of the back of a napkin. We literally have taken back of a napkin ideas and got them to MVP or POC. We're putting in maybe 250 to 3 to get them to that, you know, POC stage. And then we have a series of funds that take you from pre-seed to seed through series A, B. And so we're writing checks as small as $50,000 all the way up through $2.5 to $3 million. So to answer your question, we normally stop at about, you know, the series B round. It's usually when we tap out. Then we also, Andy, a lot of these companies, they need access to these market databases. You know, when they want to go and search like a pitch book, or we have access to all those databases, and we let our entrepreneurs search those databases. We have roundtables. We bring together like-minded folks around certain topical areas or things. We have a series of network advisors who go into companies. In many cases, we pay for them. We coach who are executive coaches and end up becoming investors or part of their. We help people find talent. We help people find 3D printing resources, wet labs, ink, whatever they need. So the real answer to your question is, here's the question. Every entrepreneur that's listening to this and that's out there face three issues. They don't have enough time. They don't have the right talent. And I needed the third T. They don't have the right treasure. And so what's TechCo do? I give you back a minute. I give you access to the depth and breadth of the talent that exists in the state of Maryland. And I lead you to where X marks the spot.
Wow, I love it. The time, talent, and training. I mean, it's really powerful. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the back of the napkin, Troy. I want to get into that a little bit because that's fascinating. We talk about it all the time, that when we speak with younger entrepreneurs or older entrepreneurs, sometimes the story is so long, the story is hard to even follow because maybe the bigger the backstory, the worse the front story. How important is it, you know, at TEDCO when you see the back of the napkin being presented in a succinct, powerful way that really resonates for you and your team?
So, Andy, we get a lot of first-time entrepreneurs, and these are real smart people who've never thought about the business side of it or how to articulate. And so we help them with that articulation. So I don't, quote, ding you because you aren't articulate. I ding you because you don't want to listen. And so, you know, I'm back to, but I think I can answer your question this way. So, you know, if you've figured, I like alliteration, so because it helps people remember stuff. So I think there's four P's that every entrepreneur has to think about and present to a potential funding entity. The first one we already talked about is people. And it's not just about you. It's about, you said it already, the team you've put around you. And the team could be your advisors, but you got to have a story around that team. The second one is the product itself. The product has to answer a question that the market is asking. Now, there are times that the market isn't asking the question. A good example of that is the iPhone. We weren't asking for an iPhone when Jobs came out with the iPhone. But that's a harder path, not an impossible, but it's just a harder path. But so you got to be able to articulate what's the market, what's the angst that the market is having that your product helps solve with that angst, right? The third P is the one that a lot of entrepreneurs get wrong. And that's pricing. Because here's a quick story I tell folks, Andy. There's this fork that's on the market. This fork is wonderful, has super, super features. The market is in love with this fork. And people pay $100 to get this fork because it's a great fork. It does some amazing stuff. You come along, Andy, with your Fork LLC, and you've got a fork that does exactly what that fork does and even more. And you can produce your fork for $5. The question is, what do you charge for your fork? Some people say $6, $10. Wrong answer. If the market is willing to pay $100, you need to go get as much margin as you can because the other company ain't going to let you sit there and take share, and they're going to get into a pricing war with you. You don't want to start a pricing war at $10. If you're going to start a pricing war, you better start at $100.
Wow, I love it. This is the great type of advice that the entrepreneurs are getting. Let's talk about that because that's fascinating.
And the fourth P is the plan. You got to have the plan. And the plans, again, it doesn't have to be perfect, particularly first-time entrepreneurs, but you got to at least have some sense of what's the market, how you're going to enter it, kind of a go-to-market, what the economic, you know, I get the hockey sticks and all that kind of stuff, but some rationale of why you think that hockey stick is going to be. It's probably wrong as hell, which is fine, but give me some logic of why you think that hockey stick is going to be.
I love it. Of course, you mentioned, you know, the Fork LLC. Of course, you know, you have a better fork, you put it on the back of a napkin. Now you want to go to proof of concept. So let's talk about that because you mentioned that, Troy, about the proof of concept. You help your entrepreneurs get through that proof of concept. What does that look like? How long typically is the proof of concept, you know, from point A to point B?
No, that's so TEDCO is technology agnostic. And so now here in Maryland, we have some significant leadership in the bio life sciences space and in cyber. Well, life science, bio, and cyber. So we have a lot of our portfolios around it, but we have a lot of portfolio and other stuff, D2C and B2B, as well as SaaS and other sectors. So I lead with the to answer your question because that timeline is different by sector, right? Because if you're developing a med tech device, I mean, that's a 7-10 year journey you might be about to go on. Right. Just to get a damn device, to get it through FDA, to get it through an IND and all that kind of stuff. It's a SaaS product. Maybe it takes, you know, a week, maybe it takes 2 months, you know, if you got the right team. So there's a long, because we work in so many different sectors, which is, I know, unusual for a venture firm, but we work in a range of sectors that timeline can literally be anywhere from, you know, a couple of months to a couple of years.
Yeah, it makes sense depending on, you know, where they're at and where they're going. You know, prior to joining TEDCO, Troy, I mean, you know, you were the chief operating officer at the University of the District of Columbia. And man, I mean, you love teaching. You can tell that you love mentorship, and that's a big part of your journey throughout the years. I mean, you've been at this for more than 25 years with this incredible experience in investment management, you know, higher education, telecommunications, you know, information and communication technology and the like. Let's talk about it, because you mentioned something earlier that the entrepreneurs need to listen, right? How important is it to bring on the TEDCO team people that have that same passion to be mentors and to be teachers?
No, it's an outstanding question. And it's a lot of, I'm a man of faith. And so I talk about this as folks have poured into me. And so part of my obligation is to pour into others because I have, my cup has overflowed. And so I pour into others. And so and another way to think about it is, you know, I'm a branch of a bunch of different trees that have, you know, nurtured into me. And so my job is to grow branches from. And so the most powerful thing for me is when I get that phone call, when I get that email, when I get that text from someone who I haven't communicated with in years, is remembering. I actually just had that happen literally just last week. I had a young lady who I'd given some guidance to, and frankly, I'd forgotten about it. And she sent me a note saying, you know, the guidance I gave her put her on a different path, a different journey. And now she's ready to do some really powerful things. So, you know, that's the excitement of what we do, is to be able to not just invest dollars, but to invest the time. I think people want the time and they want the words, and we all need those words of encouragement. And so absolutely, as a part of to bringing that talent to TEDCO, is having individuals who recognize that and recognize that so many of these entrepreneurs, yes, they need a check, and they, you know, and you can fund them, but they really just need somebody who just to be who cares and is willing to invest time to spend with them, hear their story, hear what they're going through. As an example of the how we're rethinking how we support them, Andy, if I may. So we have this group of network advisors, which are mostly a bunch of successful entrepreneurs who've done some cool stuff, got good talent. One of the groups of people that we've added, and we get more folks who recognize this, are financial advisors. Because, you know, these entrepreneurs, particularly these first timers, are coming to us and they got families, they got other things. And so having that financial advisor at that early stage, when they ain't got no money, but be able to sit and talk to them about how to mitigate and manage that risk. And, you know, as I told the financial advisor, look, think about it. If you can help them on that journey when they are successful, you now got a great client, and you've, you know, for almost no investment, you've got a client now that's trusting you, believing in you. And even though I'm an engineer, computer science by training, and I love etymology, the history of words. And the history of the word trust is an old Norse word that meant to make strong and safe. To make strong and safe. And that's what folks are looking for.
I love it. I mean, you're exactly right. We all need that, not only in our business life, but in our personal life as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you want strength, whether it's in the family, your faith, and you know, you just want to be safe. I love it so much. Troy, let's talk about, you mentioned the young lady that came to you and, you know, you gave her some insight and she came back and, you know, maybe pounded the door a little bit harder. You know, for the entrepreneurs, a lot of times they get told no, you know, no, 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 and doors slam on their face. From your perspective, you know, you give some advice to a young entrepreneur, you say no, you know, in their mind, you know, oh, they slammed the door in my face. How important is it for that entrepreneur maybe to get back on their feet and dust themselves off and come back and see you again and say, hey, Troy, I took your advice and we changed a few things. Can you take another look?
So we've had several stories of some deals we just recently approved last week that, so I'm going to put this out there and someone's going to steal it before I get a chance. So I told my Mark team, I want to have a hashtag that says, and you excuse my French, your audience, but this shit ain't linear. Hashtag this shit ain't linear. But that's the answer to your question. This shit ain't linear. It just not. And so people who go into this thinking that you're going to come up with a cool idea, then 2 weeks or 2 months later, you're going to get funding. And then a year and a half later, you're going to IPO. That ain't how it works. The two of the companies that we just funded last week, they made me think about this, Andy. One we had funded, they kind of went off the rails, did some, and he had to come back and rethink it. And I like what he's doing, and he learned. And I said, yeah, we're going to fund him. Absolutely, we're going to fund him. Had another guy who we wanted to fund. He went off and didn't respond to us. And he came back and he sent me this really nice handwritten, very beautiful handwritten note I have from a friend in my office. And he talked about how, you know, he appreciated our leadership. He appreciated me personally and talked about me and what we're doing. But, you know, he needed to go to some stuff. And I was like, you come back and we're ready to look. Back to my faith. We got to give each other grace and mercy. We gotta learn that we all are humans and we all are going to fail. All we're going to not get it right. And so the whole point of that is, entrepreneurs, is just be respectful about it. Don't be so arrogant with the failure that you don't see the failure. Learn from the failure and pick yourself up. Look, I you know, to your point, thank you for thinking my career. I mean, I've fundraised and done all that fundraising. And I say all the time, when someone tells me no, Andy, that's just license to say, that's what they're really saying is wait 6 months and come back. And I say, okay. And then I wait another 6 months. And I keep doing that until they say, will you please leave the F me alone? And that's when I know I can stop talking to you.
Yeah. And then they keep pushing still. And then maybe those people get a chance. You know, I look at TEDCO as a, you know, Maryland's economic engine for technology companies. And I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time today. I'm going to indulge myself, maybe keep you over because, you know, this has been a fascinating interview. How does it work? So you've got a number of companies. Do they work out of their homes? Do they work out of their offices dispersed throughout Maryland? Or do you bring them all in under one roof? How does it work with TEDCO?
No, they work wherever, which is, you know, one of the challenges, Frank, is one of our metrics that we're measured against is job creation for Maryland, you know, like any other. And by the way, but we're primarily funded through state dollars, but we also have other dollars as well. And we're raising private dollars. We're this funky mix of public-private type of thing that we are. I talk about, and I've had this, I actually do this trick question that I do to make the point that COVID has amplified. And the trick question real quick is, and I am going to, I do have a little bit of stop. I got folks that are going to be waiting, but we can go a little bit. So Maryland company, scenario one, Maryland company, post a job, hire somebody in California to do the job, but they stay in California. Scenario two is California company, post a job, hire somebody in Maryland to do the job, but they stay in Maryland. The question is, scenario one and scenario two is the traditional definition of job growth for the state of Maryland. The answer, neither in both, because of the way the taxes. In some cases, I'm getting only so much of taxes because of the way the companies are set up. My point is, the metrics that we have historically used to define what the definition of economic impact are, at worst, not telling us the whole story, and at best, telling us only half the story, and at worst, lying to us. And so I think we've got to have a series of post-COVID metrics. Every state does. Obviously, I'm focused on Maryland, but I think we all have to rethink what the definition of, because Andy, the think about it, the whole notion of job and place were connected, right? My job and my place were in the same geographic area. That's gotten broken. That's gotten blasted. And so when you talk about Maryland economic growth, what does that mean? And I don't have an answer. I don't pretend that I do, but I think we have to think differently about it.
Okay, before I let you go, I know you've got a hard stop. Listen, this has been a great interview. I already know I'm going to bring you back on the show. I know that you've coached an award-winning youth robotics team. I love that so much. I mean, this is crazy. You're a USA Swimming certified stroke and turn coach. I mean, you just specialize in that one area and a chief judge official. But one thing that caught our attention, I want to kind of segue it into entrepreneurship before I let you go, is you're a triathlete. And of course, you know, your wife also is a marathoner. Your kids, you know, are athletes. Let's talk about sports and entrepreneurship. What can you take from your triathlete experience to teach younger entrepreneurs about how to keep on pushing and keep on going when the going gets tough?
Well, I try to do tries. I'm not really good, particularly the swim part. And so I think that's the point, is that you just, no matter how bad you are and you don't look that good, like I don't look that good, at least I've gotten better, but I don't look that good to the swimming part. You just keep trying, because the whole point, to answer your question more directly, is to finish. It's not about, you know, how pretty you look. It's not about, you know, style point. It's about finishing.
I love it. Just finished, of course, as you said, and I'll say it, this shit ain't linear. And it's a great hashtag. I mean, I love it. Troy, I wanted to thank you so much, you know, for coming on the show. You know, this has been an amazing sort of half hour journey for our entrepreneurs. Congrats on what you're doing at TechGo. And thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Appreciate all you do.